We are here at Seacrest Studios at Children's Hospital of Orange County. And these days, autism is a prevalent topic in our community. But have you ever wondered what it's like to be a child with autism? Well, today we're going to find out. And in studio today, we have Kelly McKinnon, Director of Applied Behavioral Analysis for the Center for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders. Joining her are Brendan, Cody, and Myrene, three Orange County residents who receive services at the center. Welcome. And thank you for coming down, Kelly and Brendan and Cody and Myrene. How are you guys doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. So we have a few questions that we want to ask our wonderful guests here. So why don't you go ahead and get started?
Sure. Well, I have the pleasure of having the three of you on my panel. Thank you so much, Myrene, Cody, and Brendan.
Thank you.
So I've brought you guys here. Obviously, you in some capacity have been given a diagnosis of autism and gone to see doctors or gone to the center, which means wonderful things and makes you guys some of the coolest people.
Thank you.
But sometimes not everyone understands that as well as they should. And so I thought I might real quick have each of you, I'll start with you, Brendan, if you could just say your age, what you do, and maybe perhaps when you knew you had the diagnosis of autism and how you felt about it. Go ahead, Brendan.
Well, I'm about 20 years old right now, and I currently go to Saddleback College. And I'm the first time I'd say I found out, I really got an understanding of what I had going on. Asperger's syndrome was when I was about 7th grade in middle school. And yeah, that was basically when I first
I should
found
add
out.
That Brendan works for me one day a week at in my private practice, so I know Brendan well, and he currently works as a mentor for other children with autism, so I'll be asking you questions about that.
Okay.
All right, Cody, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Cody. I'm 13 years old. I currently go to a middle school in Huntington Beach, Talbert Middle School, and I don't really remember when I found out when I was diagnosed, but I'm guessing around like six, and I'm just really glad to be here and
great.
Helping.
Thanks, Cody. Okay, Maureen, grade, and how you felt about sort of understanding why you go to the center and see Terry and me and have information on autism.
I'm in sixth grade. I go to the.
You can say what grade you're in.
I'm in sixth grade, and I go there because of my medication.
And does the medication help you?
Yes.
Great. How does it help you?
It helps me understand more.
At school or home or both?
At both.
Both. Okay. Great. Cody, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You go to a private school?
No.
It's public school.
Public.
Okay. Do your teachers know about your autism?
I think some of them do,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything that you wish teachers knew about trying to teach children with autism?
Just wish they knew. I'm sure they understand that sometimes I get stressed because I can see it in their eyes that they know, they can tell. But I wish they knew, if I am totally downbeat, I can't focus, I'm trying my best. I just hope they know that they can look at me and say, do you need a break? Or just ask me if I'm okay, give me encouragement or anything I need. Like, if that were to be excusing me from the homework or just letting me go outside and take a deep breath or anything I really need.
Great, great. Myrene, what about you? What are some things you really help you when you're at school to help you think and pay attention and do your schoolwork?
Math problems and science.
Right. Math and science, are they easy or difficult?
Math is difficult because of the word problems.
Mm.
Science, have a hard time answering questions.
Is there something that you think might help you with your math and science at school that you wish was happening?
I just wish if there's any questions that are okay with me.
They should do what?
They should know which question suits me.
How would they know that?
If I ask them what questions I want.
So you'd like them to ask you more about the work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Brendan, I know you've been at this a long time.
Yes.
You have a lot to say. Do you have any short experiences maybe you want to share about your experiences growing up with autism and going to school? And I know you have many.
Oh, I have a ton. I guess the basics are, you know, going to school. I went to public school for 9 years and it was very hard for me. I struggled a lot in school.
Because
I learned differently, and I also had trouble socially. I had trouble reading facial expressions and understanding the basic social cues from day to day. And it's kind of, you know, when I was in middle school and I finally found out I had this going on, it kind of gave me an idea of, it kind of gave me closure, you know, oh my gosh, all this stuff I've been doing, every awkward encounter, every dilemma for the most part I faced in school was because I was on the spectrum. And so it was really good to find that out. And so from there, I was able to go find a school that could help me. It's called New Vista, and they do a lot of great things there. And so I was able to go there for about 2 years and work on the things I needed to work on and make myself a better person.
Great. Cody, would you consider yourself having a lot of friends?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I know a lot of kids at my school.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them aren't necessarily my friends. I do have friends. Sadly, not all of them go to my school.
Mm-hmm.
Just for certain reasons. I used to go to school with one of my friends, but he ended up going to a private school. But luckily, he is going to come back in high school, so thankfully I'll be able to be with him again.
Do you find that you are happy with the amount of friends you have?
Or yeah,
do you struggle with friendships?
I kind of do. Like what Brandon said, I socially don't always know what to do. I go to speech to learn how to deal with certain situations, to tell if somebody's joking around with me or somebody is really kind of irritating and being mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with that a lot, socially, and I am happy with the certain amount of friends I have, definitely.
Great. Excellent. Myrene, do you consider yourself having a lot of friends?
Yeah, but some friends don't really know what I'm saying or what I do. But I'm glad to see how much friends I have in my school, but one of them is at a different school.
Oh, right. I'm going to ask just a couple more questions.
Okay.
Have any of you guys ever been teased or bullied?
Do you want to go, Myrene?
Not much.
Not much?
You go ahead,
Brian. Okay, thanks. Yeah, all the time when I was, especially middle school, I think that was the worst of the bullying. And I think that's naturally happens for most people in middle school.
True.
That's the way it is. But I think that definitely, you know, there's a lack of understanding, especially with high functioning autism like what we have. Mm-hmm. It's harder, you know, it's easier to see a kid who's in a wheelchair or with a disability that makes it more obvious. But I think it's harder for kids in particular to try to understand, you know, what it's like for a kid with high functioning autism, because they probably don't know what we have going on. And we don't, you know, at middle school, we don't want to talk about it because it kind of ostracizes us, it exposes us. So I think, you know, I was subjected to a lot of bullying, and I'm sure plenty of kids with high functioning autism are. And I think it's a big problem. But I think with the right, you know, education and information, I think it can be definitely dealt with and made better.
Wow, thanks, Cody.
Yes, I have been bullied in both elementary and currently. I don't really like it. I gotta deal with it and just kind of fight through it. I let my mom know, and we talk about it, and she helps me get through it, and my dad helps me too. They just let me know that, you know, either something's wrong in their life and maybe they're hurting inside. And so I got to really take that into perspective when if they're being mean to me, yeah.
Great. All right, last question, and then I'll give you a chance to say anything else you want to say. If you could name one or two things that have really helped you with your life so far, what would it be? Myrene? One or two things that have really helped you so far in your life?
My grades.
Your grades? And what else?
My family.
Your family. That's nice. Hey, why don't you add Cody?
Okay, my family, definitely. My family has helped me a lot. I wouldn't say, like, I think my family is really the people who have helped me and guided me. I got to give credit to two of my teachers. My sixth grade teacher last year, Mr. Plosky, he really helped me with all my stress and work. First year of middle school, biggest, like, adjustment, one of. And then also this, in elementary school, Mr. Waldinger, he extremely helped me. He was just a great teacher. I was thankful to have him. And yes, definitely my family.
Awesome.
Right. I think my mother has been a huge help to me and my dad. You know, I'm lucky to have a really caring family, and they've been there through me through it all. And I think I really owe a lot to my brother, because he's a twin. He's my own age. Obviously, we're twins. But, you know, he really helped me through all the awkward social encounters I had in middle school, because he was very outgoing, you know, everybody's buddy. So to have him as a brother kind of served as a social mentor for me. And I think that made a lot of difference, because before I never really saw the benefits to having a social life, you know, human contact, having friends. But having him, you know, with all that really helped me see the benefits to having friends and having a social life and being happy.
That's great. Okay, final words. Anyone want to say anything to the people listening about understanding autism?
I would say just, I don't know if what we've said will help you or not, but just, I'd research it more. My mom researched this a lot. Just research it and look at different types of studies of how, like, what you can do. Just get mentors, and you can get through it. No matter, you may have a setback in your life, but that doesn't mean you can't overcome it. You need to have perseverance.
Okay. Maureen, any last words you'd like people to know about just understanding you?
Just tell anyone in school or home about your problems, and they'll know what they're going to say.
So do you mean talk about it instead of hold it inside?
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Brendan?
Yeah, definitely. I would like to say, you know, if you go to a public school, or if you go at any school right now, you're in high school, middle school, and you have Asperger's, or you know of somebody with Asperger's, or who's on the spectrum, anybody who's on the spectrum, if you know them, I would say, you know, be a friend to that person. Don't never underestimate someone's abilities. I've had the wonderful experience of knowing most of my friends all have their own stuff going on. They're all on the spectrum. And some of them, you know, I've learned the most amazing things just by being their friend. And you know, it may be hard to be friends with someone who's socially awkward at first, but I think if you take the time and invest your time, it's definitely a worthwhile investment. You will find a lot of really cool things about that person that you never knew before. And I think it's definitely worth trying.
Great. Well, you guys are some of the coolest people I've had the pleasure of talking to.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for an insightful conversation about autism. I think all of our listeners, including myself, can apply these lessons to their daily lives. Kelly, thank you so much for leading this conversation. And Brendan, Cody, and Myrene, thank you for your honesty and willingness to share. Once again, Kelly is with the Center for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders, which is a collaboration between many Orange County institutions, including Chalk Children's. For more information, visit www.thecenterforautism.org. That's www.thecenter4autism.org. Thank you guys again for being here at Seacrest Studios, and have a wonderful day.